It's Monday, the 28th of April, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. Minister of Gender Equality and Child Welfare, Emma Kantema, has been appointed by President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa to lead a special task force following the tragic killings of three minors in Okahanja. The minister gave an update on the new safety and security measures, school support arrangements, community efforts, and the way forward in response to the tragedy.
The team in executing our task today, we hit the ground running. We were in Okahanja today, where we have started with the area of psychosocial support to the learners at the school, to also provide the support to the teachers, because equally they are also affected, and also the parents, and extending it to the affected families. I also want to add that we are assessing together with our security cluster, doing a security risk assessment that will then inform the management and the regional education officer in terms of the upgrades that's required for the physical infrastructure and also just the entire security measures around the school. We are looking at ensuring that there's cameras to be installed that will then provide surveillance system. And in addition to that, is that the committee will continue to engage different stakeholders, because ours is more a holistic approach to this crisis, and also to see how we then ensure that the safety of our children in school is instituted.
The Namibian police have confirmed that three people are being questioned in connection with the killings, although no arrests have been made yet. The fifth edition of the Business Summit, now known as the F&B and City of Windhoek Business Summit, was launched today in the capital. Scheduled for 5 July 2025, the event will focus on helping small and medium-sized businesses grow sustainably to support the country's long-term economy. Two Karoo-based wind farms, Riet Kloof and Brand Valley, have started contributing power to South Africa's grid. They are the first two wind farms of Round 5 of government's Renewable Energy Public Procurement Program to become operational. The farms span a combined 16,200 hectares and each have 32 wind turbines with a combined capacity of 288 megawatt. The energy produced will be enough for 367,000 South African households per year. The U.S. military says it will maintain its airstrike operations targeting the Yemen-based Houthi militant group. It comes after the Trump administration pledged to push back against the Houthis, who have been targeting vital civilian shipping lanes in the Red Sea.
The U.S. Central Command announced late Sunday that its forces had hit more than 800 targets across Yemen. President Trump on March 15th ordered an intensification of an air campaign against the Houthis. The military said it had killed hundreds of Houthi fighters and numerous leaders, including those overseeing the group's missile and drone programs. But the Houthis said an airstrike on Sunday targeted a detention center that was holding African migrants. The Houthi group said 68 detainees were killed in the strike, accusing the U.S. of committing a war crime by targeting the UN-operated center. The Pentagon is yet to respond to the claims. Trent Murray, Tel Aviv.
And finally, Namibia has experienced good rainfall this year, and colder weather is now starting to settle over much of the country. We spoke to an independent South African climatologist, Johan van der Berg, to find out what Namibians can expect for the upcoming winter.
So what do we expect for this winter? Over the short term, it seems that in the first 10 days of May, little or no frost. But in the second 10 days, the possibility of light frost that can occur. So we expect also that the second part of the winter will be cold, and that frost and low temperatures may occur also later than normal. That's one of the things that we see and can be attributed to climate change.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.